This province has the highest rate of stroke in the country and yet falls below the national average in timely access to Alteplase, a life-saving drug. Dr. Greg Brown is a vascular specialist in St. John's, joins me live in studio. Good to see you, Dr. Brown.
Morning, Paddy. How are you?
Very well, sir. Thanks for asking. Right off the bat, did I pronounce that drug properly?
Yeah, Alteplase.
Alteplase. So what is the issues regarding immediate access to that drug?
Well, the most important thing is that patients present to hospital in time. There's a time window to give this drug. Most strokes that we see, the most common type, are caused by a blood clot, which forms in the heart or in the big vessels of your chest and neck and goes up into the brain and causes a stroke. This medication is a clot-busting medication, but it needs to be given within 4.5 hours of the start of a stroke in order to be effective.
And describe effective.
It can potentially reverse the effects of stroke or certainly stop it in its tracks.
And what happens if you don't miss if you do miss that 4.5 hour barrier?
If you miss the 4.5 hour barrier at the present time, there is no treatment, and basically the stroke will complete and patients are left disabled.
So is it the issue regarding access to the drug, time, insofar as recognizing the signs and symptoms yourself or someone around you, or is there problems even when you get to the hospital and present it?
There's a little bit of both, but the biggest issue we're seeing now is people not recognizing the signs of stroke, not recognizing the urgency of this, and not getting to a hospital on time. And that's the whole idea of FAST, F-A-S-T. So F is for face, is your face drooping? A is for arms, can you raise your arms? S is for speech, is your speech slurred? And T is time, get to a hospital immediately.
So what do people need to know? Because that all sounds very fundamental. And certainly when we see anything pop up there, we see a symptom has presented itself and you want to go to your GP or go to the emergency room. Why do you think it is people are not recognizing the signs right away because they're very cut and dry?
Yeah, I think part of it is these signs can be a little bit vague at the very beginning. And then our culture here, Paddy, is one of let's not rock the boat and let's not disturb anybody. So I think people are a little bit complacent, sit at home, say, look, I'll have a cup of tea and wait and see what happens. And that's the absolute wrong approach when you're having symptoms like this.
So is it simply an attitude thing for insofar as why we're lagging behind the rest of the country?
No, there are some organizational issues as well. One of the things for this medication is that you must have a CAT scan of your head before we can give it. Because the other type of stroke is one caused by bleeding. And we obviously don't want to give a clot buster to somebody who's already bleeding. So once a patient presents, they have to have a CT scan, and then the medication can be given to appropriate patients. There are many CT scanners, 12 or 13 of them across the province. So most patients of the province would have timely access to this. There are a few small areas where obviously the whole thing is impossible because of geography.
So in summary, what needs to change?
What needs to change is a couple of things. I think the attitude of people towards stroke. I think most people don't know that stroke is actually treatable these days. So when you're having these symptoms, think fast. Get to a hospital immediately. You know, and after that, then the system will look after you.
Greg, I appreciate your time. I know that this is... Well, actually, I guess I don't know that this is well understood in the general public, and hopefully this conversation leads people to be more aware of the signs and symptoms of stroke and to present in hospital in a timely fashion, because as Dr. Brown describes, access to this drug, Alteplase, can indeed potentially reverse the impact of the stroke and certainly diminish or decrease the symptoms and the long-lasting effect. Fair summary?
That's a fair summary.
Dr. Greg Brown, vascular specialist here in the city of St. John's. Make sure that you find out all you need to know about the impact of stroke and the signs that you need to keep an eye for.